So, you already read the text before you clicked on this, and you know what you're listening to. I'm gonna take you through what it's gonna be like when you finally decide to let her have you. To kiss her so fully and take her and show her who you are. To have that experience together. I don't know who she is. I don't know who you are. But I know it's going to be so good for both of you. You finally get inside. You're finally alone. There's no need to waste any time on small talk. Or to try to make things less awkward. It's the first time. It just is gonna be a little bit awkward. But it's gonna be so good to get in and show her that you want her. Don't make that girl wonder if she's worth your time or if you want her. Grab her. Kiss her. Show her how you need her. Be gentle and don't wonder if she wants you. You aren't in this place with her for no reason. You'll know if she wants you or not. Kiss her. Let your tongue wander in her mouth. Drag it across her lips while you're kissing her. Just explore. Just be curious. There isn't a wrong way to kiss her. Respond how she's kissing you and kiss her back the same way. Keep your hands moving. Touch any part of her. Her arms and her neck. There's these areas on the body that are like prizes. You know exactly what I mean. But you don't need to race. You can enjoy this. When she breaks that kiss, take a breath. Look at her and tell her how beautiful she is. Let her slide a hand up your body. Allow yourself to feel so good as she does. So good. She touches you. And you touch her in response. As your heart rate quickens. And you'll all of a sudden become so very aware of so many things. Don't worry about it. Just remember to tell her how perfect she is. How much you want her. Make her want. By letting her know how much you need to see her. Let yourselves undress. Enjoy so much of all of it. Take your time. You'll be hard without any problem. And she's gonna be so curious about you too. Let her do what she wants to your body. And if she takes charge, let her. Let her take it in your mouth. Let her take it in her sweet hands. Let her lay back or get on her knees for you. Trust that girl to know what she wants in her body. And if she doesn't, then guide her. Say, wrap your hand around it, baby. Tell her, I want to see you on your back. Put your hands on her knees and slide your hands slowly up to that sweet spot between her knees, between her legs. Slide up. Lock eyes with her. Keep your hands right between her legs. And start spreading those lips apart and don't break eye contact. Bring your mouth down and kiss that sweet pussy. Oh, make love to that pussy with your mouth. Moan. Gasp. Take a second and tell her how perfect she is. Get your face right back down and keep eating. Run your hands up her thighs and around her ass. Grab her waist and pull her down deeper into you. Oh, take that, girl. You're gonna feel so much warmth around your head and your face. Oh, just revel in it. Your cock will be screaming that it needs to be touched. Let it. Just let it scream while you eat that, girl. Keep your mouth on her. You can slide a finger inside. And baby, really, I can tell you so many things to do with her, but you're gonna just know at the time what's right. Keep eating her until she grabs your hair and pulls you up. Until she moans in ecstasy. Don't worry if you're not hearing anything from her or seeing her react the way you might be used to. Just keep going, babe. Keep going. Yes. Love it. Touch her. Crawl it between her. Grab that cock. You've done this. You know how to grab that cock. Line it up. That sweet hole. So hot and so wet. It's going to be just soaking wet. You've never felt something so wet. I wish I could describe it better. You can spread those pussy lips apart with your thumb and finger, or you can just place your hands on her body and slide in. God, that first slide in. Yes. Feel every bit of her warm body wrapped around you. Every muscle, every fold. Every bit gripping you. So tight around you. And start to thrust. Go. Slow and perfect. And speed it up as it feels natural to. Keep worshipping her body at all times. You must always say how wonderful she looks, how gorgeous she is, how lucky you are. Love it. Love it and touch her. Thrust. Thrust and watch her tits bounce. Oh, watch her belly move. Yes. Oh, know that you're filling her. Feel it. Remember that she's not going to react like you've heard girls do in porn or on audios. Oh, she's her own character with her own way of doing things. And just because it's not the way you've heard before does not mean she's not loving it. Keep fucking her. Oh, fuck, baby. Fuck. Oh, my God, I'm gonna cut. Oh my God, I've got my hands deep inside my cunt right now. Oh my God. Oh my God. I said hands, it's really only one. But still. Bring my other hand up to my nipples and do that while you're fucking her. Oh, touch her tits. Oh, touch her ass. Touch her face. Lean down and kiss her. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. You've had orgasms before, baby. I know you've had so many. You're gonna be fucking that girl. You're gonna feel it so good. And it's gonna come, and it doesn't matter if it's fast or slow, or if it comes in 1 minute or 10. It just doesn't matter. Just enjoy it, baby. Tell her how perfect she is and come in that girl. Oh, God. Oh, let her come around you. Oh, God. Oh, my 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 God. Pull out. And let her collect herself. Kiss her. Take off your condom. It's a nice and easy thing, don't worry, just slips off. Just throw that in the garbage. Kiss her. Tell her you want to go get her a drink. She'll probably come with you. It's gonna be so good, baby. Now, if you're still with me, I realize I did not earlier on talk about how to put on a condom before you guys get to actually doing things. At some point it becomes very obvious this is going to happen. Kiss her on the cheek and say, just a second, let me get, and you can come up with any term you like, right? I always told the men that I was sleeping with, and, you know, go get dressed, or, you know, once I was in a relationship, they knew what I meant. For a first time, that probably would have confused somebody. So I don't think I said that then, but I don't remember what I did used to say. I probably said, let's get that wrapped up. And I think I always took control there. But it sure did mean a lot when the man that I was sleeping with said, yeah, I'm just going to get, you know, wrapped up here, or whatever phrase he used. And you can just do that, you know, I'm just going to get wrapped up here. Practice putting on a condom at home, right? You want to, it's like I said, it is a little bit awkward and nerve-wracky and everything like that. So you want to know kind of what you're doing before you actually get there. So practice putting on, let yourself jerk off right into a condom so that you know how to pull it off and throw it out. Having all these little details taken care of. Well, oh my God, I'm still fucking coming after that orgasm. Oh my God, my body's still reacting. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Okay, sorry. Having all these little details, like, sorted out will help keep things more relaxed when you are actually doing this. God damn it, it's gonna be so fucking good for you, baby. I'm so excited for you. And yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to say. Don't you even dare fucking think about not using protection. That's okay. Rule number one, wrap your tool. Even more rule number one, don't stick your dick in crazy. Okay. Fucking is great. Orgasms are great, but especially, I mean, like, that is the fucking, and I swear, I hope you know this by now, do not stick your dick in crazy. Crazy is hot, but it's insane, and especially for a first time, can just fuck your shit up, right? Because they will, like, the psychological and emotional bullshit can pick up from those girls too. Go with your gut. I know you need to fuck. I know. I remember being a virgin. And I remember wanting it like fucking crazy. I know how badly you need this, but do not go with somebody who is bad for you. Wait. It's not worth it that much. And once you do it, this is like any other fucking skill in the world. This is cooking a meal for the first time, or riding a bike, or when you were like any skill you ever learned, right? It's weird and awkward while you're getting it, and then you fucking do it. And then after a while, you just keep doing it, and it just becomes very normal, right? And I mean, I'm not saying that you ever like get bored of sex. Sex is fucking awesome. And I love every orgasm I ever have, whether by myself or with somebody else. But it just, it doesn't stay the gigantically huge deal that it is right now for you. Don't destroy any part of yourself by putting yourself with somebody who is bad for you. I'm so impressed with you. I know you're gonna do such a great fucking job at this.
I can't wait for you to have this.
Good luck, baby.